Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
For 20 years, I've walked a hidden path next to a creek near the Napa Airport. For years, these 400 acres of open space were my go-to place when I wanted to be in nature. I'd see hawks and kites hovering, kept an eye out for a coyote scat, and watched jackrabbits tease my dogs. Though zoned for industry, these grasslands were mostly untouched. After COVID, it changed. New buildings are now going up each week. Traffic's increased, a gas station took a corner, and now pizza boxes and coffee cups are snagged on bushes and whipped around by the afternoon wind. 2 years ago, coyotes disappeared, then the rabbits. With bulldozers scraping grassy fields to dirt and habitat ripped to make room for cement, I started bringing my bags on the walks. My grabbers pick up glass and plastic bottles and lots of fast food containers. I fill trash bags weekly. The hawks are gone. As I walk around these warehouses and office buildings, I see bait stations filled with poisons to annihilate the moles, the voles, the mice, and the rats, the food supply for all those animals. These poison stations are set up so that the rodent goes inside, eats the bait, and then takes 4 days to die. The agricultural commissioner found bait stations or rodent traps around 50 buildings. Of the 380 bait stations, 60 were abandoned, another 25% mislabeled. These buildings have not only destroyed wildlife habitat, but they continue to kill any animal remnants still hiding to survive. Since the animals die in the fields to be eaten by scavengers, the poison gets transferred to the next species. No one is able to trace how many die each day. Now, when I walk, a growing sadness fills my heart. In 20 years, I had a place where I belonged, just like those hawks, coyotes, and rabbits. Now that place is filling with cement and giant buildings, and for us, there's no place left to go. With a Perspective, this is Yvonne Baginski.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. You get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.